Welcome to Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network here in the Triangle area of North Carolina, giving you the latest news in college and pro sports from Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and beyond. Thanks for being with us today, and we'll be right back with the latest news of the day. Welcome back. Here we are, our first new rebranded version of Right Here, Right Now podcast coming from Triangle Sports Network. I'm Peter Katrumpis, just giving thoughts of the day. We're back to return to sports. It's July 26th. It's a beautiful sunny day here in the Triangle area in North Carolina, and lots to do outside. Lots of golf, lots of running, lots of paddleboarding, canoeing, kayaking, fishing, but you know what? Sports is back, or at least a little bit, and driving us to be inside, watching TV. Good thing or a bad thing? Well, that's how you frame it for yourself. For me, it's not as good because I'm not going to be on the golf course unless I want to be. And if I am, then I need to be attentive to knowing when games are scheduled to either finish up or start later. On the golf course or whatever I'm doing, or I just need to record things, or you know what, I just miss it. For some people, that's hard to do. They've been missing sports for a long time. It's not been easy during this time of COVID-19 as we're living here in the U.S., and this pandemic has been global, so it's impacted people's lives for the long term and maybe never changing, and we have to do things differently. As we do, participating in activities, looking at going back to school, how we interact with friends, family, could be totally different than what we did just 3-4 months ago. It's a big deal. You've either put on weight during this COVID-19 segment or you've lost weight. You've either been active or the impact of this situation has driven you mentally and physically to a point where you've developed some bad habits or have gotten into some difficulties, and that hasn't been easy for a lot of people to deal with. So understandably, sports, pro sports and televised sports are important for a lot of people to kind of dig into a little bit and maybe put their minds in a different place for a short period of time. So there's pros and cons to the return of pro sports and activity on TV, and so for some of us, it may make us less active, and others, we just have to segment and schedule our days a little bit better, like we used to do. What did having no sports on TV really do for you? Consumers, and from a fan point of view, it could have been detrimental. Opened up more time than really you're used to. For those in the industry, obviously it's caused some hardships, many hardships in terms of jobs being lost, furloughs being implemented by different organizations, including local organizations like the Carolina Hurricanes. For college sports, obviously if those seasons are reduced, then you're talking game operations and other related areas will be impacted by those working those games, which also impacted the pro sports realm. Media members have had to get more creative on what they're writing and presenting to the public about as per their jobs. Others were assigned to cover basic and local news other than sports. So it's hasn't been easy for a lot of people. And it's had a big impact, obviously, financially as well, into the financial areas of sport industry revenue streams and related industries. So it's just something to think about. Sports are back, but in a different way, good or bad, you have to take it as it comes. And I'm happy they're back, but at the same time, I'm still going to stay out on the golf course because you know what? There's nothing better than doing things for yourself, whether it's golfing, whether it's fishing, whether it's canoeing, kayaking, swimming, being outdoors. focusing more on family, friends, whatever you do, do it all in a matter of balance, because if anything, this COVID-19 situation has shown us that life is too short to not do what you want to do, and going after it when you have the time. You got to do it right here, right now. I'll be right back in a few minutes. Here in the Right Here Right Now podcast, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network. Peter Katrumpas is giving thoughts of the day. New format with regard to the podcast, just kind of winging it right now, and kind of just reviewing what we're talking about daily. Return to sports. A lot of major sports have come back and are coming back. Golf's been back for a while. The PGA Tour, LPGA, is going to start up a little bit in a week or so, you know, on a limited schedule. Obviously, the Carolina Hurricanes getting ready to leave for Toronto, one of the hub cities for the National Hockey League's basically race to the cup, play-in game starting after an exhibition game next week. So early August, September is going to be our feature for hockey as we talk about what's going on with the Hurricanes and the National Hockey League overall. Both the WNBA and the NBA started up just this weekend as well, kind of on a more limited focal point. When you watch those games, it's not the same thing that they're playing in big arenas or not. So they're down in Florida covering that aspect for basketball fans worldwide. Lacrosse, which we covered locally here with the Duke Blue Devils and the UNC Tar Heels college programs, both pro leagues, the Premier Lacrosse League and the Major Lacrosse League, are kind of going head-to-head on TV between NBC and ESPN, respectively, with championship lacrosse at the pro level. A lot of local guys from Duke and Carolina playing in those leagues, so have a look at that if you get a chance. And obviously, soccer's been back a little bit earlier than the other major sports, with both the women's and the men's, the NWSL and USL limited, other than Major League Soccer as well on TV. And the European leagues, the Bundesliga, the English Premier League, as well as others, have been participating and functioning as best as they can through this whole COVID-19 global pandemic. And so there's a lot to offer a lot of people now. And with the NCAA and college sports, there's still a little bit of a lack of true understanding of when that can happen and if it will happen, particularly for college football and basketball programs, the timing of those. A lot of Olympic sport have been discontinued or will not function during the fall, and looking at a spring start, hopefully. A lot of unknowns. It's not very easy for people to pin that down with college sports, and we still have a lot of concerns going into the school season, so to speak, for not only colleges but local public schools and safety and all those types of things. So college sports is going to be a whole other issue that is going to be in a difficult position if a lot of the colleges and universities are either not participating, which some like the Ivy League and other conferences have already indicated that they won't be participating in fall sports. What does that impact make on the larger collegiate sport picture? We'll see. But there's so much going on there, and unfortunately, it's got to be all televised and has impacts in terms of finances. That's why we have a lot of things on TV, which is great, so you can watch and follow your favorite sports teams, both college and pro, in whatever the sport is, which is a great thing, but it's kind of tough to watch for me personally. You see a lot of the, you know, you see the empty stands, you see what they're trying to do to make it look better from a visual perspective, and you only get that limited TV visual perspective, which is okay. That way you don't see how empty it is. And for the players, they're making their paychecks if they're pros. And for the collegiate aspect, you don't want to see student athletes lose years of competition for the memories, the participation, the potentials for looking at pro careers and getting the opportunity to show what their talents are. It's a lot of things in there, but it's a new way of looking things, and I don't know if we'll ever think about empty stadiums the same way as we used to, whether teams are popular or not. But what we will figure out is if TV production for sports is really as good as we think it is, because if it's boring, if it's something I'm not interested in, regardless of what's going on with the play, I'm going to turn it off or I'm going outside. I'm going to golf. I'm going to run. I'm going to do something that I enjoy, because that's the biggest part that we have to really think about this whole pandemic situation has done. Do we have too many sports? Do we have too many things going on that all of a sudden when it all shut off, we kind of realize and we could take a breath? That maybe we've got too much going on, or maybe things can be organized a little bit differently, or we pick and choose like we're apt to and entitled to do, what we want to cover, what we want to see, the news that comes to us. It doesn't have to be all the same, which I think we were getting into kind of a rut in many sports areas and arenas. Given the same news, the same storylines, it kind of got stale. Now, hopefully, we can get a different perspective on what we want to see, what we want to hear, what we want to read. There's been a lot of perspective given on that. And then we talk about the other issues of social justice-related impacts of our societal norm has been changed or developed and is trying to advance and push itself to another level. And a lot of the pro sports and collegiate sports are going to be an impact on that, which we haven't seen the same way or have shied away from reinforcing. So we're going to be seeing a lot more athletes, and we already have, wearing T-shirts, wearing slogans, writing things on sneakers and shoes and other things in order to make a statement. And those statements may be more respective than they were before. So a lot of things have changed, and we have to be ready for it and take it on as we have already, but we still got some growing to do. So those are my thoughts for the day. I got to get outside. I got to go hit some balls and whichever. I got to do some things, and hopefully you will too. Again, this is new format. We're just playing with it, having some fun with it. Give me some feedback on Twitter. I'm at PK Sport, PKSPORT. T Sportsnet is Twitter for the Triangle Sports Network, as we're looking to revamp what we're bringing you, summaries and other ways of giving you some information that's important. But by no means do we want to keep repeating what everything else is being put out there. So bear with us as we go through this time of transition, as we all are. Stay safe, be well, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of the week. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back. been listening to right here, right now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network with your host, Peter Katrumpis. Contact us anytime on Twitter at PK Sport or at T-Sportsnet. We'd love to hear from you. Give us some feedback and let us know if you agree or disagree with what we're talking about. That's what it is. It's all about the talk. It's all about the back and forth. It's all about getting it done and talking about it right here, right now. Have a great day, and we'll check you later. Right here.